I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking with Dusa McDuff, who's the Helen Little Kimmel 42 Professor of Mathematics at Barnard College, affiliated with Columbia, and she is giving the AMS Colloquium Lectures Wednesday through Friday during the joint mathematics meetings from 1 to 2 in ballrooms 1 and 2 on the fourth floor of the Convention Center, where the invited addresses are, and the title of the lectures is Symplectic Topology Today, and each day she'll have a different focus. So, Dusa, can you give us an overview about the lectures?
Yes, well, the first lecture is meant to be an introductory lecture, so I'm not going to assume anybody knows anything about symplectic geometry, and I'm going to try and explain what a symplectic structure is and the special features of the symplectic world. And then I'll explain some problems that have been solved and some problems that haven't been solved, just so that people, you can get an idea of where the field is, what it's achieved, and where it's going. It's a really growing field, so there's many, many interesting things to say, I hope. The second lecture is going to be about a particular kind of problem, which are embedding problems, about mostly about taking an open subset of four-dimensional space and moving it in a symplectic way in four-dimensional space, and to see what you can say about that. And in fact, there's a lot of interesting stuff we know in four dimensions, and if you look in six dimensions, there are many unsolved questions. So I wanted to give some constructions we have for these maps, which preserve symplectic structure, and show what we can and can't do with them, and give you an idea of sort of where we are with that problem. And then in the third lecture, I was going to look at an even more detailed question, which is looking at four-dimensional ellipsoids and how the question of when one embeds into another, because that actually relates to some quite interesting number theory and combinatorics. And so I would like to explain that and just give you an idea of what we can say in this case, which is we have a lot of precise information now.
The title of that third one had Fibonacci numbers in it, and so that seems like a surprise, was it?
Well, it was a surprise to me. I think that there are certain aspects of topology where Fibonacci numbers come up, but I don't think they really come up in symplectic geometry in this way before, and so it was a bit of a surprise, and I hope to be able to explain at least why continued fractions and Fibonacci numbers are relevant to symplectic ellipsoids.
The first talk, and you alluded to it, you'll be talking about recent results and open questions. You think about an article, that's usually a lot of times how they end up with the open questions. But you're doing it that way so that people who are there for the first one will have a pretty good idea about what's going on, I guess.
Yes, the idea is to give them an idea of what symplectic geometry is and where it might go and sort of where we are in the field. Symplectic geometry, I would say, started in its modern form in the mid-80s. And so it's been going for 30 years now, and we've learned a lot, but we still haven't learned everything.
It's kind of interesting. It started out, I think it was called complex topology, but that name was confusing for people. Is that true?
Yes, symplectic is I think that name was coined by Hermann Weyl, possibly, in the 30s. And it was meant to be a new name for something which was a bit like a complex structure, but different also. And so it's sort of from the Greek roots instead of the Latin roots.
So, Dusa, is there anything you want to say in general about the lectures?
Well, I will try and make them accessible. I'm writing some lecture notes, which are not yet finished, but they will be done and put on the web. And so, you know, somebody who's really interested could look at those to get a few of the basic definitions.
That's Dusa McDuff, who's the Helen Little Kimmel 42 Professor of Mathematics at Barnard College, and she's doing the AMS Colloquium Lectures at the 2014 Joint Mathematics Meetings, Wednesday through Friday, the first 3 days of the meetings, from 1 to 2. Dusa, thank you very much, and good luck.
You're welcome.